الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن، قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما، قال ومن ذريتي، قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر، قال ومن كفر. صدق الله العظيم، صدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. الله تبارك وتعالى in the Quran has mentioned the word أسوة. أسوة means an example, someone to follow. For this Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest uswa, uswatun hasana. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, together with Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam with uswa. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٌ. That in Ibrahim alayhi salam also there is a lesson, especially for the people of this Ummah. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed him with that maqam, that he was an imam for nas, meaning he was that Nabi who will be like the father of the Anbiya. After Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, whichever Nabi came into the Ummah, into this world, it was always from his progeny. So he now became the father of the Anbiya. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took him through certain trials and difficulties. And thereafter Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, now he's an example for mankind to follow. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. The word إِذْ in the Quran is from amongst the balaghat of the, and the beauty of Quran, i'ajaz. One is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala could have said, وَذْكُرْ, remember when your creator did this. Or do you know when your creator did this? Or do you have knowledge when your creator did this? But when the word wa'idh comes, it just leaves a blank meaning. And when? Meaning, this is such a waqia that should always be in your mind. Never lose sight of this. Always have it present in front of you. In it there are many, many lessons. Take it as an example, wa'idh and when. وَإِذِ بْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. In the waqia where Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested with many, many difficult trials, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ, but he managed to complete it to the best manner that man can ever imagine. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. At that time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then showed his happiness and said, now I will make you an imam for the world. In this verse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given a lesson to mankind, especially to the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever wants to reach a high level of qurb to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he must be ready to have his imtihan taken. This word bala that many people use, when they say bala is coming, problems, difficulties, they take it as a bad word. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has used ibtila as a very good word. Imtihan. Imtihan is taken never ever to fail someone. Imtihan is taken to give someone a higher level. At the end of the first year, you'll have an imtihan. The purpose is not to keep the whole class back. The purpose is to send them to the next darja. But without that imtihan, which is difficult, you can remain in Ula the rest of your life and enjoy. There'll be no imtihan, but you will never go to the next level. When you will come to Thaniya, another imtihan will have to be taken. Then you will go to Thalitha. For every irtiqa that will take place, rise, there will have to be an imtihan before it. The harder the imtihan, the more greater will be the reward after. The easier the imtihan, the less will be the reward after. A small child is given an easy imtihan. The reason is because they don't want to give him much afterwards. A person who's going to get a very high level, high job, he will be given a very hard imtihan to show that he is deserving of that post. So the harder the imtihan, the greater you're going to get after. Ibtila. وَإِذِ بَتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala brought it under the unwan, under the heading of Rabb. Rabb is from the word tarbiyah. Tarbiyah means to take you level to level, stage to stage. Remember, made imtihan of Ibrahim. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is saying for every one of us also Rabb. Because He wants to take us through our tarbiyat, He will have to make imtihan of us also. And the more imtihan you will go through, the greater your qurb, your level will come to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Until a time will come when it will be said, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. That now I have decided to make you an imam for the rest of mankind. And every person who has come here, especially every student of deen, and every person who regards himself as from the ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the desire to be an imam for mankind must be in his heart. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ Oh Allah, bless us with a beautiful, wonderful, a very pious family. Bless us with offspring who will be the coolness of our eyes. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا And oh Allah, let us be imams, guides for those people who have piety. So every person's desire is to be an imam. But to become an imam, it needs that you have to go through imtihan. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ Imamate will be given if man has two qualities. One is he got the ability to make sabr. And the second is he has yaqeen on the ilm he is given. Sabr means what we speak about rada bil qada, to be happy with Allah's decision. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life was an example of the sabr. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's imtihan is in this manner, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala first fills a person with the love of something. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ Man has been filled with the desires to fulfill his carnal passions. And then the love of family, the love of friends, the love of things, the love of wealth, the love of cars, the love of animals, all this love has been put in. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was filled with the love of his father or his uncle, whichever view was accepted. Amongst the ulama, there's ikhtilaf, whether it was his uncle or whether it was his father, but it made no difference. Because the love he showed to Azar was, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father or his uncle. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions, if, and remember that, meaning that love that was expressed at that time. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ When he said, Oh my beloved father, لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعْ وَلَا يُبْصِرْ Then again he said, يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ Then he said, يَا أَبَتِ لَا تَعْبُدِ الشَّيْطَانِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي أَخَافِ Oh my beloved father, Oh my beloved father, Oh my beloved father, Oh my beloved father. Meaning he was burning with the love of his father. A Nabi, compared to everyone else, has more love and more feelings than anybody else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one place explained that every Nabi went to great imtihan, But the imtihanat that he had to go through was more than any other Nabi. Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, what and what they went through. So the ulama explained that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not see some of those imtihanat which the previous Anbiya saw. Amongst them, there were those, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam himself said to his wife on one occasion, on the surface of the earth, it's only me and you who worship Allah. Everybody else has left us. Two people. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam had a couple of people. Salih alayhi salam had a couple. They would be told, we will pelt you, we will kill you, we will do this to you, do that to you. They never left as a victor in this world. Yet Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he went through that difficulties which they never went through. The ulama explain how come. They explain because the feelings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a very delicate nature. Example, a person madly in love with a certain girl and he marries her. On the first day, his love is on that height which it will never be afterwards. At the beginning of marriage, it's on a very high level where everything is wafa, wafa. You fulfill my desires, my haqq, I'll fulfill yours. On the first night, if that man finds out his wife has cheated, the amount of difficulty that he will go through will be much more than what will happen later on in life. Because that is the night where his feelings for her are on its height. The more delicate a person is in nature, the more a person feels. A person who got very soft skin, a small prick will make a very big effect on his body. A person who has hard skin will not feel it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's feelings were on a very delicate nature. Every difficulty that was shown to him really hurt him, but he made sabr. So the sabr he had to go through was on a very high level. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were blessed with a certain quality of rahm, mercy. Because of this quality of mercy, love would go in their hearts more than it would come in our hearts. The child of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was on the verge of death. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the child was put in his lap, and the child was breathing heavily. So just looking at that sight, he started crying. A sahabi radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Allah's messenger, what is this? You are crying. You as the imam of sabr." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is the demand of mercy." And in the hearts of the anbiya, mercy is put to the highest level. Allah shows mercy on those who have mercy. Try to explain that the mercy that I have in my heart, to see an animal suffering also, I will start crying. Imagine I'm seeing my grandson. So when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was seeing his father going towards Jahannam, what was his feelings? And when he had to say, "Ya Abati, O my beloved father, O my beloved father, don't worship shaitan. O my beloved father, I fear punishment. O my beloved father." And then when his father said, "Get out of the house." So you can understand the feelings that he went through at that time. But then also, what was that love? Salamun alayk sa'astaghfiru laka rabbi. Oh my beloved father, I will never give up making dua for your hidayat. That amount of love. So love was on that one side, but he had to sacrifice that love for the love of a greater Allah. That is radha bil qada. It never meant that you must not worry about this thing at all. Don't fear about it. Don't cry about it. It just meant that you will have to bear the pain that you'll have to go through for the love of Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was then taken to the next love, where it was now at the age of 99, blessed with a son. And when that son reaches an age, falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya, when a child is still in the lap of the mother has more love for the child than the father. But when the child grows up now and starts spending time with the father, now the father's love for the child is more than even the mother's love. The father becomes dependent, that he will now take over, he will inherit, he will do this, he will do that. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When Nabi Ismail alayhi salam reached that level, so that love now was burning in Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then said, "Now slaughter your son." So when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam put him down to have him slaughtered, he started crying. Nabi Ismail alayhi salam also cried, to show that crying also does not go against radha bil qada. That love that he had for his son demanded that he must cry at that time. But the love for Allah was to be higher than that. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will take our imtihan, it will not be on that you'll have to kill someone. And for majority of us, it's not that you have to leave your parents. Our imtihan, majority of the time, it's taken that there's a bridge between haram and halal. The love of haram is put within our hearts. And thereafter, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and here's my command. Now a person will have to control himself. In that control, first he will start bleeding. Blood will start coming out literally from his heart. Whether he's in salah, whether he's in the toilet, whether he's on the bed, whenever his mind is free, he's thinking about that beloved of his, who he has to now sacrifice. That's the first. You'll have to bleed. Many a person, when they start bleeding with this, then they feel that I'd rather just give in, I can't manage. But they don't understand that blood that is coming out at that time, coming out from the heart, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala loves it. Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh says that before the sun rises, the entire horizon has to become red. The sun is still far from the horizon. But as it's coming closer, the entire horizon first comes red. Thereafter, the sun rises. He says, for the sun of Allah's love to rise in the heart of man, first there's a demand that it must become red. And it becomes red with the blood of sacrificing one's passions. When man is in love with something that's haram for him, and he controls himself, then you will see such blood coming out that will make your entire heart red. You'll have to go through it. So first Allah Pak puts that love. You'll have to manage against that love. Thereafter, shaitan will make his attack. When shaitan will see that you are pulling back from haram in the love of Allah, shaitan first went to his family, and shaitan will go to every family. To instigate the family is the easiest. So shaitan goes to the mother of Ismail alayhi salam and says, where is your husband gone? He's gone to fetch wood. No, he's gone to kill your son. My husband will never do a thing like that. He's a man of Rahim. Ibrahim, they say, comes from the word Abun Rahimun. Ibrahim, a father of mercy. Where will he ever do that to his son? He is saying that God, Allah, has told him to do that. He's mad. So the mother says that if he says Allah has told him to do that, then there is nothing else he can do, but he has to do that. So shaitan was already defeated. But it's not always the people in your family will just give in like that and say, no, he has to do this. Try and bring Islamic hijab in your family, shari'i parda, and you will see a war takes place in that family. What and what things you will hear. You are breaking our family. Eid, we're supposed to be all together. Now your wife is in parda, you are separating all of us. Fights will take place. But in the love of Allah, sometimes man will have to go through it. Shaitan will instigate one's family, preventing him from fulfilling what Allah wants. Man will have to go through it. Thereafter, the next stage where shaitan can't hit through the family, or even if he manages, shaitan comes then to the person. Now shaitan will come in the shape of a nurani hijab. A nurani hijab means that in a very pious garment, shaitan approaches Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and says, what are you doing? Are you mad? So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam says, it was a dream that I had seen. So shaitan is the biggest of alims. He explains to the Nabi of the time that, don't you know dreams can also be from shaitan? Shaitan also comes in the dreams of people. How can you practice on this? Don't you know Shariat demands that you cannot do what is against the commands of Allah? Explaining masail to that person. How many a person falls in love with a girl. So you advise him, you tell him leave. So the first thing that comes to his mind is, and this is shaitan's hijab, that if you leave this girl, then there's another boy in that same town who she's going to go through. But that boy is on drugs, and she will start taking drugs now. So you have to be the savior for mankind. I have to save her. No matter what, she can't go. A certain friend of mine, he finally left that beloved of his. So the first thing she wrote to him, that I will kill myself, commit suicide. So he came to me, he said, and look at this now. I have to save her. There's no way. I mean, if I don't phone, she'll kill herself. And then I'll get the guna. Where is he going to get the guna? So I told him, give her 1-2 weeks. Let's see if she commits suicide. How much love she got for you. That's the thing, that there's no love in this world. It's all a betrayal, a lie. One love is the love of Allah. So after 2 weeks, she sent him her next message. She took revenge. She said, you know, your best friend, I'm now going out with him. Now again, he had that second Nurani worry. That boy is like this and like that and like that. He'll destroy her. I must again go and save her. Shaitan will come in the mind. Now again, you'll have to control yourself. That we also have ilm, shaitan also has ilm. Trust our ilm, don't trust the ilm of shaitan. So shaitan made the second attack, that was the Nurani hijab. Again, Ibrahim alayhi salam had to carry on. Again, we will have to carry on. Then shaitan made the third attack. On the road towards where he was going, shaitan blew himself up. And he made a very big barrier. There's no way to cross. Ibrahim alayhi salam was perplexed. How do I go towards the command of my creator? He has been told where to go to slaughter. The angels say, take a stone and throw it and say, Allahu Akbar. 7 times, and then that shaitan moved. Again shaitan came, a third time he came, showing what? That physically also shaitan will make some barriers between you and your creator. Physical barriers. But man will still have to go through that also. In the morning you wake up for Fajr and your gate is not opening. So don't go and sleep after that and say physical barrier. Now go through the door. Different barriers. Physical barriers was also come. And again, Ibrahim alayhi salam had to go through that also. In the love of Allah, it is not that it's just so easy, I love Allah, I'll do it. It will be an imtihan of love, where you'll be burning on one side. You'll have to go through difficulty after difficulty after difficulty. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is looking. Now after all that, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he finally puts his son on the ground, and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam says, oh my father, please be quick about it. Because just looking at a knife is not an easy thing. That sheep that looks at the knife, we have been told, don't let it look at the knife for long. Imagine a young boy looking at the knife. So when man comes to the ending of his imtihan, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala just makes it slightly more difficult. Just to see, well, you push, and you right at the end sometimes, and then man just fails. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam tries to cut. And for some reason, the knife is not cutting. According to some narrations, it turns around the other way. Every time he tries, the knife turns. Other narrations, steel came, although he could not see it. So the knife is not cutting. He sharpens the knife, again he tries. Ismail alayhi salam says, oh my father, what's happening? Quickly. And again he pushes. He says, sit like this, sit like that, try. Now imagine how hard it's getting now. One is you just put the knife one time, finished. But try again. Then Nabi Ismail alayhi salam says, take the tip of the knife, like a dagger, and just press it through. And he tries that also, he misses. The hand goes that way. Again and again he's trying, different ways. Allah Pak is just enjoying it. Another way. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala pushes his banda to a level in imtihan, but in love. When your imtihan is taken, it's your Rabb giving you an imtihan. وَإِذِ بَتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. Your Rabb is giving an imtihan for what? Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. I want to make you a leader for mankind. But there's a road you have to go through. So we will have to learn to go through this road. No matter how hard it is, Allah's command in front. No matter whether we cry, whether we bleed, whether we go through different thoughts, whether shaitan comes in our mind, Allah's command is in front and I will walk towards that command. Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. And thereafter, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives that imamat, then that imamat is not what we may think imamat of this world, where we will be an imam of the things of this world. The things of this world in the eyes of Allah are not equal to the wing of a mosquito. So Allah is not going to make someone the imam of a mosquito. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants to give imamat of a high level. That's the imamat of ilm, the imamat of deen. Where Ibrahim alayhi salam then said, Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-ilm. Oh my beloved father, knowledge has come to me. That imamat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wishes to give. The imamat of being a guide for man's deen. And when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives that imamat and makes you an imam of the people's deen, then your nazar will never be on the things of this world. When Qarun came out, فخرج على قومه في زينتي, with all his beauty. Then those people who love the world, قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون. People whose eyes were only on this world immediately said, ah, if only we could have what he got. A person sees a man kicking a football straight, a soccer ball. And he has that, ah, desire. If only I could kick like him, then I'll be so and so God. Just because I can kick ball straight. Our mind is very, very low on this world. So people of this world, they look at small, small things and say, hey, if only I could bowl like him. If only I could bat like him. If only I could kick like him. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains, if only you knew what's happening in the heart of that man, you will never desire it. If only you knew what his final outcome is, you will never desire it. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ People of knowledge. For them, they immediately said, وَيْلَكُمْ Are you mad? You are looking at that and desiring. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ But only that person will understand who has that first quality of sabr. And finally, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, when Qarun was finally taken into the earth, and all his possessions was taken in front of everyone, then those people who yesterday were saying, ah, if only we could have what Qarun got, now they started saying, that Alhamdulillah, Allah saved us. Had we been given that today, we are also gone. The day our eyes close, we will be those people who will see Qarun's condition. And at that time, many will have to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah saved us. But Mubarak to the people of ilm, that in this world they can say, Waylakum, are you mad? That Allah is making us the imams of ilm, the imams of deen. And we must now worry about these small, small things. We are not imams of mosquitoes. Allah Pak has blessed us with the imamat of a very high level. And for that imamat, Allah Pak only wants one thing from us. And that is that he will take us through an imtihan, make sabr, and reach the end of it. Qurbani means this, yeah, sacrifice. And Allah Pak takes sacrifice. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا The greatest imtihan is taken from the Anbiya. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ And then those that are closest to the Anbiya. Those that Allah loves, he takes imtihan. Those that Allah Pak has no time for, he leaves them to enjoy the things of this world. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala let us understand the reality of imtihanat. May Allah Pak make us successful in every imtihan we go through. May Allah Pak make us all imams of the world till the day of Qiyamah. SubhanAllah.